Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Cut.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Hey, a reminder, go over to Facebook Live, Soccer Matters, where people are commenting over there. Mark Woodland says, hi, Glenn, what'd you think of the championship playoff today? I would say, Mark, drama at its best. Great to see the U.S. international, Tim Weah, that's one of Todd Ramos' former under-20 players, Tim Ream, back with Fulham in the Premier League. So think about the dollars involved with that one. Quick word here for NB Elite Realty, a new sponsor. Real estate agents, are you tired of paying high commission splits to your broker? At NB Elite Realty, you get 100% of your hard-earned commission at closing, plus offering low transaction fees, free investment training, exceptional support, no hidden fees. Visit the website, nbeliterealty.com. Or call 844-444-NBER for more information on how to join the winning team. Don't wait. Start your journey to financial freedom today with NB Elite Realty, nbeliterealty.com. That's the former indoor player in Houston, Nebo Bandovich's company. Very, very successful post-soccer playing career. So is this guy, Todd Ramos, Houston Dynamo coach, joins us now. Todd, thank you very much for coming on tonight.
Hi, Glenn. Thank you for having me on.
And you just saw me confuse one of your former players, Tim Weah, with Tim Ream of Fulham.
I just heard that, yeah. I mean, I like them both the same. They're both great, great people.
Yeah. Just how about a comment on that promotion for Fulham today and the drama there, and then Tim back in the Premier League, the team back in the Premier League, the finances around it. I mean, it was drama at its best, even though there was nobody in Wembley Stadium.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, you know how much it means for a club and the difference between being in the Premier League and being in the Championship. You know, financially, it changes the club for years. So, big day for Fulham, big day for Tim, and hopefully next year he'll be on the team and he'll be playing.
All right, let's get into Houston Dynamo talk here. Let's just, and I know we talked about this on the Channel 11 show, but for my listeners, let's just get your assessment of the tournament, how it went for you, what you learned about your team.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke before and during the tournament. I was happy that we were matched up with very good teams in it. You know, Portland obviously has shown all the way through, you know, the type of team that they are, being in the semifinals. I feel that, you know, LAFC continues to be the class of MLS. Even without Vela, I think they created the most chances of any team and probably should have won every game they played. And then obviously the Galaxy, a team that's struggling a little bit, but, you know, at the end of the day, when you look at their midfield, they have all national team players. So, you know, that was a three difficult opponents for us. I was happy to get matched up against, very strong teams because I wanted to see where we can get to and the type of fight that we have in us. And I was happy with the outcome. Obviously, the results of the last game was not what we wanted. More importantly, I felt that in the second game, the one against Portland was one that we should have won. You know, we outshot Portland something like 24-11 or 24-12 and came out with a 2-1 loss and with a red card in the end, which was unfortunate because we lost to Albert for the last game. But overall, I thought it was good. And obviously, you know, what we want to do is win games above and beyond anything else. But overall, for me and getting to know the team and having been up for 4 months, I was happy with what I saw.
Todd Ramos, Houston Dynamo coach, joining us. Major League Soccer expected to come back playing games in stadiums August 22nd. Tab, let's just get into something you said to me. I thought it was really, really interesting. And we didn't really have a long space for this interview on this TV show that we did on Channel 11 called Dynamo Download. But you said something about you wanted the players to let you and the staff in to fight with them. What do you mean by that? Take me a little deeper into that.
Well, I always feel like people tend to talk about how, you know, the coach has to always get the players to fight for him, or the coaching staff has to get the team to fight for them. And I always feel like it's almost the opposite. I feel like you always have to earn the players' trust for them to allow you to fight with them, to guide them through the process of winning games and having a winning season and winning a championship. And I felt for the first time during this tournament that, you know, obviously we're new coaching staff, but I felt like we're starting to integrate that way, in which we feel part of the team now, and we feel like we're all fighting together.
Tab Ramos, Houston Dynamo coach, joining us. They are back in training now here in Houston. Okay, so set up the timetable a little bit for us, Tab, because I'm sure you know more about it than me. I'm hearing August 22nd. Tell us what's happened since you've gotten back and how the training's going as you build up towards getting games in the stadium.
Yeah, so first of all, there's nothing official yet that I think MLS is ready to announce. That's why there's nothing out. The idea at the point at this point, for what I hear, is that actually that the weekend of the 22nd, whether it's Friday the 21st, Saturday the 22nd, or Sunday the 23rd, that'll be the first weekend of play for most teams. It is likely that for us, we will play more of a regional schedule to start. So that may mean teams like you know, FC Dallas, you know, Kansas City, teams that are a little bit closer to us to start. And then we'd go into the rest of the schedule. In general, as I said before, it's not official, but I think the idea is to possibly have 18 more games, 9 at home and 9 on the road.
Take me into the players and the mental side of being down in that bubble and now coming home. I mean, you know, it's easier for someone when they're in their own home and, you know, going out sporadically to do things and being very careful. But, you know, you guys have been flying around. You've been moving around. You've been in hotels. You're around other people. How much of a mental strain was that? Because I sit at home here thinking that's got to be incredibly challenging.
Well, I mean, it wasn't quite like that. So if you think about the way we travel, so we travel directly from our facility, from our training facility, right to our charter plane to get to Orlando. When we landed there, we went directly into our hotel. So we really didn't see other people. So other than other MLS teams who had all been tested, we were not really around anyone else. So I feel, you know, we're always ready to complain. Obviously, it's not a perfect scenario where we are, not just here, but in the world today. But in general, I feel like the MLS did an amazing job in putting this tournament together and keeping everybody safe and healthy through the process.
Yeah, it has been an amazing job, no question. What's it like now with the guys back? Have you seen any change in anything as far as just feeling a little bit more comfortable, glad to be home with their families?
Oh, for sure. Everybody's happy to be back with their families. Everybody's happy to be back knowing that, you know, we don't have to live with that 4-0 loss to Kansas City that we live with for 4 months. That now we just play the best team in the league to a 3-3 tie. We play Portland to a very close 2-1 game. And then unfortunately we took that penalty in the last minute to tie the Galaxy and not advance, but we were certainly a team that deserved to advance. So I think we came back with a different mentality, knowing that we're competitive, and now we have to take the next step and start thinking about now we have to start winning games.
Tab, what are some of the big takeaways from, you know, in the tournament in Orlando? Things that now you come back with and you have a clearer picture of and you say, okay, this is an area I really want to hit and work on.
Yeah, I mean, I continue to insist, and I think maybe I didn't have that right from the beginning in the first two games because obviously I was still getting to know the team. But we really have to improve in transition moments. I think we are, in general, a team that can defend well, and we're, in general, a team that can attack well. But it's those moments when the ball turns over where we have to cover ground quickly at high speed where we don't perform as well as we have to. And so we've been focused on that since we returned. Now we have 2 weeks to prepare, hopefully, our first game, which will be, you know, two weekends after this weekend, hopefully. And that's basically what we're working on, those transition moments when the ball turns over, both from attacking to defending and from defending to attacking.
So when Matias Almeida comes out and says, look, this is our system, we're staying with it, we're not changing anything. And I know you're a big fan of the 4-3-3 and getting people into the penalty box. It makes a lot of sense having watched Tab Ramos play. Is it about a system now for you, or is it about the players? And can they plug into your system in your mind, or is this part of a process as we go forward in the future?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, because it's easy for a coach to always say, okay, this is the way I do things. And if you were to ask me, how do you want to play? I mean, it's obvious, and I would 100% stick with, I want to be a 4-3-3 team, high pressure, the full game on a 4-3-3. That's what I'd like to do. And then comes the reality of the type of player that you have. And so your system can never be stronger than the ability of the players that you have. Stronger or weaker, it could go either way. And so you have to adapt your system to the players that you have. So if you have players on the left side of the field who can cover a lot of ground, but you have your righties on the right side who cannot cover a lot of ground, then obviously you would do most of your attacking in transition on your left side. I think it depends. That's one simple aspect, but with that aspect, you can take any of them. For example, if you have center backs who aren't fast enough, can you afford to open up the field a lot of the game? Well, you probably can't. If you don't have forwards who are fast enough, make good diagonal runs, can you afford to play counterattack? Then you wouldn't. So those are all the little things that, regardless of what you think about your system, you have to start adapting the way you think to the players that you have. And then eventually, you know, the time comes when you have an opportunity to add a piece. You're always going to add a piece that fits into what you are always thinking is going to be your ultimate goal.
Yeah, fascinating. Fascinating, because I think that's a lot what people are, you know, they're thinking, wow, you know, you inherit a team and you love the 4-3-3 system. It's something you've used as a basis. But then do the players fit, you know, and that's your job. And that's why you're hired. So that's the good news. Transfer window. Any thoughts on the transfer window? Are things working differently? Is there still potential to do things?
There is potential. The transfer window, I believe, opens on August 12th. It goes from August 12th to October 5th. And, you know, we're actively looking. You know, I think all teams are, obviously. And, you know, there's a lot of rumors about a lot of different teams, but we're always looking at possibilities to make our team better. I personally don't want to push for anything at the moment as to say, okay, we need somebody right this second. Because I always want to make sure that we get it right, and I want to make sure that I'm not sort of, you know, jumping the gun on this, because I'm still getting to know the team, and I want to get the most out of the players we have here. So, but I, you know, we're at a moment where, like most of the team, we're out there looking, and if there's a good opportunity that comes along with a player that we think fits moving forward, you know, we will do something. At the moment, we've done some things with young players that I think starting to set a foundation for the club, you know, and that's whether as a coach, sometimes you can't think too far ahead because you depend on results. But I'm happy about the players that we're adding, because these are players that can be a foundation for this club for years to come, regardless of whoever's here. Obviously, hopefully it's me, but if it's not, these are good players that I think will be a good foundation for the club.
So you're talking about Palomino, Lemoyne, Rios, Castilla, and Hoffman. Now, guys like Rios, Castilla, and Hoffman, I mean, are they going to have a specific plan that takes them through to where you think at the point they're going to be running out of that tunnel at BBVA Stadium and getting real minutes for the Dynamo?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, we're certainly not signing players just to say, look, the Dynamo is going young now, and this is the plan going forward. We're signing players because we believe in them. So the way I see it now is Ian Hoffman, we brought on board. The reason we signed him first to RGV is not because he wouldn't be able to be on the first team now, because I think he certainly can hang in there, but because we want to get him games. And the best way for him to get games at the moment is to go to RGV. So once he finishes his quarantine here in Houston, in which he's got only a few days left, he'll be with us, you know, a few days, maybe a week, week and a half, and then we'll send him down. He'll get games. And in January, he'll be back with us. And I feel that both Rios and Castilla will be with us in preseason. It's yet to be determined whether they'll be, you know, obviously full-time first team players next year, because the idea is that these players have to get games. So whether they, you know, if they're not, you know, starting for the first team, obviously we're going to need to get them some games, whether it's under 19 or RGV or wherever they play, we have to continue to develop them. But certainly those are players that I see being in the midfield for the Houston Dynamo down the road.
Yeah, and I know that. I know you're high on these guys. We're talking to Tom Ramos, coach of the Houston Dynamo. Interesting one to me is Alejandro Fuenmayor. He has not played that much in the last 2 years. He was very touted when he came in. Shows a lot of physical characteristics as a center back. Where does he seem to be in your eyes now that you've gotten to know him a little bit?
I like Alejandro a lot. I think there's he's one step away from playing. Unfortunately, at the moment, you know, we have Kiki, we have Miner as the two veteran guys sort of leading the way. We brought Victor Cabrera in the trade where we sent Kyoto to Montreal. So that's a third center back. And unfortunately, Alejandro is in that fourth spot. So he's in the rotation with the guys. I do feel that he's going to get quite a few games out of the games we'll play this year. And then we have Eric McHugh and Kyle Adams, who will be doing most of the playing the rest of the year down at RGV. But we have six center backs at this point. So we, it's not easy to get the playing time, but I do believe Alejandro is a good player and will be a good center back for us down the road.
Yeah, and we saw Kyle Adams this weekend playing for RGV down in the Valley. This is like a third preseason, right?
A little bit, yeah, a little different now, because I think that we found our way now. We feel confident about the way we get organized on the field. So it does feel a little different. It feels we're more anxious to play games and to start getting wins because I think that we feel that we can. And, it does, you know, it is kind of like a third preseason, but we feel a little different this time.
Well, Tab, listen, as always, tremendous insight. We're grateful that you're willing to give us your time all the time, and I think these are wonderful opportunities for the fans to really hear straight from you, the coach. So thank you for joining us tonight on the program.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, that's Tab Ramos, Houston Dynamo coach. Some great information there tonight in and around the Houston Dynamo and what's going on, and hasn't been announced yet, but we are thinking that Major League Soccer could be back on the 22nd.